Before I start my message, I just want to say to all of you that I feel this weekend as though I am all over the place. Listening to the Premier's announcement on Friday, I had to make the call to cancel our outdoor worship gatherings or to go ahead with it. And it was a really tough call to make. I know that technically we are still allowed to meet with up to 25 people, but just because we can, does that mean we should? I've had all kind of angst about it, and I feel badly leaving you, the community, without an option right now for meeting in person and seeing each other face to face. It's painful to me. And I know that you have likely suffered your own angst this weekend as you perhaps have canceled Thanksgiving plans that you had made in order to stick to one household. Maybe you're a single person and you've been on your own. It's been tough, and I just want to say that. But at the same time, I do have a message to share with you this weekend about Thanksgiving. Still, even in the midst of all that we're going through and all the frazzle that's in our minds, I still have a feeling of thanks that I want to share and that I want to lift up, and some insights that I took away from the scripture reading. So I want to invite you to remember back to normal times, pre-COVID. Every Sunday service included a time of thanksgiving. Do you remember? The organ music would build, and then would come the sound of 100 feet scuffling and programs rustling as the congregation would rise to sing, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." The benefits of practicing gratitude are now officially backed by scientific evidence. I read a paper this week all about the science of gratitude, prepared for the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley. Its author found that expressing gratitude measurably increases our happiness and our sense of well-being and our positive mood. Heart failure patients who kept a gratitude journal for 8 weeks were found to have reduced inflammation at the end of that time period compared to those who didn't engage in the practice. Moods improved in classrooms where students were encouraged to write thank you notes to members of the PTA. Practitioners of gratitude, the author of this study determined, have less depression and are more resilient following trauma. They have better physical and psychological health and are less likely to suffer from burnout. The science of gratitude is clear, but the theology of gratitude, well, that can get a little murky, and that's what I want to unpack today. Let's take today's story. Jesus is traveling on his way to Jerusalem when he is met on the road by a group of people with leprosy, a condition we now know as Hansen's disease, for Gerhard Hansen, the Norwegian scientist who discovered the strain of bacteria that causes the illness. It's a debilitating infection still that causes damage to nerve receptors, the respiratory tract, the eyes, the skin. People who suffer from it often have a decreased sensitivity to pain, which means they can permanently damage their limbs because they don't feel what's happening to them. It's a serious disease, but today it is easily treated by antibiotics. But in Jesus' day, there was no cure. And so to prevent the spread of infection, people with the disease were forced to live apart, to keep their distance from others. The group of people with leprosy, I don't know if you noticed, approached Jesus as he entered the village. They stood outside the village boundary. People with leprosy couldn't earn a living alongside others for fear of spreading the infection, and so their only option for sustenance was begging. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," they call, hoping Jesus might give them a few coins. What ensues is miraculous, the stuff of legend. They would recount later to wide-eyed family members and to friends in later years. Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." In those days, it was the priests who certified your healing from disease and allowed you to mix again with the community. And as the men went, all of a sudden, they were made clean. 9 of the men with leprosy carried on straight to the priests, but the 10th one stopped and turned around, throwing himself at Jesus' feet and thanking God in a loud display. "Praise God," he might have said, "from whom all blessings flow." Now, biblical scholars invariably ask, why didn't the 9 do the same? Weren't they also grateful for their healing? But really, how do we know that they're not grateful? A person can be grateful without addressing God, without bringing theology into it. Perhaps for the other 9, the incident of being healed was the very first entry into their gratitude journals that evening as they looked back over the day. Perhaps it was this day they would talk about around their Thanksgiving tables as they held hands with their family members and went around one by one articulating all for which they wanted to give thanks. For me, the more important question when I read this story is why that 10th man with leprosy made his gratitude theological. Why did he connect his gratitude with a sense of being blessed by the divine? The question for me this Thanksgiving is what that 10th one was feeling so that his gratitude became an expression of faith. Looking back at sermons I've preached on previous Thanksgiving Sundays, it would seem this is an annual wrestling for me. I suppose I apply Socrates' maxim that the unexamined life is not worth living to faith as well. The unexamined faith is not worth confessing. If this weekend sees us acting like the 10th man with leprosy, stopping in our tracks at some point, aware of a sense of God's blessing, and feeling so moved as to praise God from whom all our sense of blessings flow, well, we should be able to explain exactly how it is we've come to feel this way, why it isn't for us as it is for the other 9. The theology of gratitude is complicated. If God is the author of all the good things that happen to us in our lives, then what theological sense do we make of the bad things, the challenging circumstances, the tragic happenstances? Is God simply absent to us in these times? Are those living through painful experiences right now unable to receive God's blessing? "We're so blessed," the couple says, stepping away from the car wreck, or after an in vitro fertilization, or about surviving cancer, writes Catherine McLean in the book Preaching the Big Questions. But what about all those who would like to be in their shoes but are not, she writes. What praise do these have for the divine? What kind of gratitude? When I was in theological college, I took a course called Clinical Pastoral Education. And it took place in a hospital. And we were learning about providing spiritual care to people in crisis. And one of my classmates was visiting with an older woman, very religious, whose husband was gravely ill. And my classmate had been asking her where she saw the divine presence with her, whether there was anything for which she was grateful as a person of faith, even in this hospital experience with her husband. But the question baffled the woman. Gratitude to God was only what you could express when things were good, when your bank account was bulging, when your health was robust, when your children succeeded, when you were admired by all. But the idea of experiencing thanksgiving when your husband's in the hospital, well, it just didn't make sense to this woman. I wonder if some of you remember the comic strip For Better or For Worse by the cartoonist Lynn Johnston. My mom would always be clipping out from the newspaper the For Better or Worse strips that most resonated with her or made her laugh. And one in particular stayed pinned to the door of our fridge for years. The first frame shows Ellie Patterson, the mom and the main character of the comic, talking on the phone with a friend. "You did what with the bedpan?" she says. "I don't believe it. You're too much," she says, bursting with laughter. In the next frame, she hangs up the phone and bursts into tears. Her daughter walks into the room and asks what's going on. "Well, I have a good friend who's dying," the mom says. "When I talk to him, he makes me laugh. But when I hang up the phone, I cry," she says. What I've come to know for sure about life and living is that pain is a constant part of our experience, a note, you could say, that plays without stopping, sometimes loudly, when our pain is very personal, blocking out almost all other sound. And sometimes pain is a note that plays softly in the distance, when it's more removed over there, on another continent perhaps. But it is always present there and throughout life. I'm aware that suffering is a constant note. But my experience of moving through life as a person of faith is akin to also hearing another note played alongside this first one, and so holding it always in tension. My faith helps me to hear two notes at the same time: pain and beauty, pain and goodness, pain and kindness, pain and compassion, pain and courage and hope and resilience. In my hearing, suffering is never able to overpower the sound of the other note. This is how I would describe my sense of being blessed as a person of faith, of having gratitude. It's not praise that I offer to the divine because I've arrived at a place of having everything I want, but gratitude from a sense of being held and carried through those times when I'm wanting, of hearing another note, especially in those times of pain and challenge. When I examine my theology of gratitude, what I mean by having a sense of being blessed by God, of having gratitude to God, is all in my experience of hearing that other note, a song of grace. And then, how can I keep from singing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow"? Going back to the comic strip, after her daughter comes into the room and sees her mom crying, she says, "Mom, you're having a rainbow day. When it's raining and the sun shines at the same time," she says, "that's grace. And it's amazing." 10 were healed in our Thanksgiving story. 9 went off to express thanks and gratitude in their own way. But the 10th stopped and turned to sing the song that he could hear playing, a note that was personal to him. "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." He wasn't feeling grateful because he was on top of the world. He was a Samaritan, it says in the text, shunned by the people of Israel at that time because they considered him a foreigner, a perpetual outsider, shunned because he'd been living with leprosy, pain a constant note playing loudly in his ears. But his gratitude is in his perception, in that moment, of another note, a sense of being held, of being carried, a sense he attributed in that moment to the divine. We have thanks to give today because this story speaks to our experience too, that God's blessing isn't reserved for those people for whom everything always works out. God's blessing isn't reserved for the privileged, for those who've never felt stung by stereotype. We have thanks to give because this story of the 10th man with leprosy speaks to our experience that God's blessing isn't reserved for those who list good health among all the things for which they are thankful. God's blessing reaches even the sick, all those who are suffering from infection, even today, all those who have had to keep themselves at a distance and quarantined, who need rest and recovery, who cannot work as they used to, who have been forced into accepting charity. We have thanks to give today as people of faith for this echo of our own experience that God's blessing isn't limited to those with wealth or a house. God's blessing comes even to those living on the outside of the boundaries. We praise God from whom all blessings flow this Thanksgiving for exactly what we mean by that phrase, for that sense that has made us people of faith in the first place, that sense we have of being carried, that sense we have of being held, that sense that we are loved for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, loved and cherished till death do us part and in life beyond this life. Now that's not everyone's experience of gratitude, but it is our experience. And who knows, but our actions help others to have this sense of God's presence as well. We give thanks today that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And go. Your faith has made you well.